Food News.
Yeah, Monica's with us. We're talking Peruvian food today, and let's have some music just to get in the mood. There we are. So lots of panpipes.
Yeah, lots of panpipes. I actually really like it. Very, very lovely music.
Yeah.
Monica from Do in Dubai taking us to Peru with a couple of reviews of different Peruvian restaurants here in Dubai. Now, Monica, we've had a few comments. One just quickly from Karen saying, can you please repeat the name and the location of the first Peruvian restaurant that you reviewed?
So it's Totora, T-O-T-O-R-A, and it's in Gate Village in DIFC. And if she goes to my blog, doindubai.com, there's a full review of that one and the one we're about to talk about, which is Maita.
Okay, so the one we're about to talk about is called Maita, again, yeah. Peruvian influenced
absolutely
food. And we've got someone on the line, Adrian, who's been tuned into the show today, Monica, and he says, and these are fighting words, Adrian, one of the best I've ever tried. So Adrian, you've been to Maita. What was so good about it?
Well, hi to everyone.
Hi.
In the first place, what I love is the ambience, service, and food, just absolutely out of the blue. Just literally out of the design and the recipes themselves, ideal for a tryout, I might say.
So, was this your first experience of Peruvian cuisine?
It was in Dubai, yes. In Dubai, yes.
Yeah.
However, I've been traveling around the world, and I found quite a few. But to tell you the truth, the best and finest that I have had since the door. Let's say I've got a perfect experience from the door onwards, being invited with a traditional drink that they have, the Peruvian non-alcoholic, call it, Peruvian welcome drink, sitting on a table, beautiful ambient, temperature, service.
Mm-hmm. But you have to find it first, Adrian, don't you? It's not exactly obvious to find. How did you find it? Is it recommended?
It is not. As far as one of my friends that actually tried it invited me to have a tryout. He knows I'm also in the food business somehow.
Right.
And he invited me to view it, and it was absolutely just perfect. It's new. That's why most probably not a lot of people knows about it.
Well, thanks for your thoughts on it, Adrian. I think you've painted a real picture, and a lot of people are going to be going along to sample that Peruvian cuisine. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
I love the ceviche, which is an open bar, by the way.
Okay.
People should try seeing how it's being made. That's one of the key factors that attract me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Adrian, thanks for your call.
Cool. Have a nice day.
Right, so...
Interesting. The reason I asked Adrian how he found it was because it isn't a place you'd walk past. It's actually also in DIFC, in Gate Village, but unlike Totora, which you'd walk past, that's opposite Boca, you have to go to the Capital Club and get a lift and go up to the third floor, and this Maita is on top of that. So there's no way at all, unless you knew exactly where you were going or someone took you, that you would walk past this restaurant. So it is... you know, sort of relying on people knowing where it is. And it's not a homegrown concept. The first one was opened in Lima, and I thought they had one in Southeast Asia, but I looked at the website before I came. I couldn't see the Hong Kong or Singapore branch. So this is a branch of one that's been opened and quite successful in Lima.
Shari is texting, guys, what's the name of the restaurant you are talking about?
Maita. We're talking about Maita, and it's spelt M-A-Y-T-A. It's a Peruvian one. It's the second of two Peruvians that have opened very recently in DIFC. In terms of ambience, it's interesting what Adrian said. I've been to Maita twice, once for drinks and once for food, and I think it's very much an evening restaurant, whereas Totora, if you'd want to go for lunch or evening, I think you could go to either of them.
Right.
I also like the food at Maita as well. I think he's spot on with the service. It's all sort of very, very warm, very, very nice service, all the rest of it. Again, some of the food, we had a crispy squid as sort of one of our hot starters, and a little bit too sweet for me. So I'm comparing it to, say, the one in Zuma or the one we're going to talk about in Ramusake, which was the Japanese restaurant that we're also going to review. You know, I'm not keen on that sort of slight sweetness to my food. But again, that's sort of traditional Peruvian food. They also had at Maita a very, very interesting dessert section. There was a quinoa. I didn't want it, but, you know, sometimes they order for you. And they said, we want you to try this. I said, no, this really does not sound like something I'd like. And it was something like a quinoa bread and butter pudding. And I thought, oh, my goodness, no. no, 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 no. How wrong was I? So if you like your desserts, this was a really, really good. All the desserts were very, very good. But this quinoa bread and butter pudding was excellent, and I urge you to try it. Very, very fresh, very authentic ingredients. I liked it a lot.
Prices?
Prices, very similar to Tortora, a little bit more expensive, I think. One of the dishes I thought really was way too expensive. It was a sort of very, I mean, it was a sharing dish, so I'd say at least four people could share. But it was a very, very large pan of kind of rice with duck breast and a duck leg as well. And that was sort of 300 odd dirhams. And I thought that was far too much, really, especially if you're sort of trying a restaurant. So ceviches were sort of similar price, 60 dirhams, mm-hmm. 65 dirhams. Yeah, so a little bit more expensive, I'd say. But again, if you sort of, or depending on how you order, the crispy calamari was about 64 dirhams. One thing I really did like there was a cod rostizado, which was... They have a lot of rice in Peruvian food. So, you know, rice is a staple. You get it in Chinese food. We see it a lot in this part of the world in biryanis. But it's a very different kind of rice. The way I would describe it is much more like a risotto kind of rice. But for me, possibly not enough flavor going on. But I like this cod rostizado that they had at Maita. And that was, how much was that? That's squash arborio rice. There you are, same rice as risotto. Garden vegetable saltado, aji amarillo, which is a chili, soy oyster sauce, and then the cod. And that was 120. And I thought that was good, you know, four people couldn't share it, but good kind of thing to go into to share. A couple of drinks, nice dessert to have, and a little bit of the ceviche, as we said, to start with.
Okay.
So definitely worth going, but I think more for evening.
Maita is the name. Right, now, a new Japanese opened
new
on
Japanese,
the walk.
So it would make sense to talk about Japanese because we were talking about Nikkei and the fusion of Japanese and Peruvian food. And I was excited about this because... there's one in Kensington in London. I haven't been to the one in Kensington in London. This is at the Double Tree. Has either of you been to the Double Tree in Hilton on the walk?
No.
Me neither. I've heard lots about it, though, and it was very interesting. We took a cab there because you can see it very, very obviously from sort of one end of the walk. But finding the entrance is very not obvious. So you have to sort of go round and round, and you're going internally and up through almost like a car park, and then you get to the entrance. So very different sort of entrance. But I really liked a lot about this restaurant. And do you remember when I first came on the show, Mark, we had this thing about best for breakfast, best for a first date, you know, whatever. Yeah. So this took me back saying, oh, God, this is just perfect for one of those best dates. So if you wanted to take somebody somewhere or sort of rekindle some romance in your life, I think this is definitely the restaurant to go to. I like the size and dimensions of this restaurant. It's not very big. It's not very small. You go in and you think, oh, this is a very nice atmosphere, nice bar before you go into the restaurant. And on the wall are these murals, and I looked it up. Have either of you read Zara may have that Kensuke's Kingdom Michael Morpurgo book? So they've got a particular sort of Japanese, and the artist is called Katsushika Hokusai, and he had a painting called The Great Wave of Kanagawa. You recognize it if you saw it. It's a sort of contemporary kind of Japanese art style, and they've got these beautiful pictures of these women looking at each other, but they cover, imagine your whole studio done like this. So I think adds to the ambience, adds to the contemporary Japanese and sort of romantic idea of the restaurant.
So if you're there on a date, what should the two lovebirds, I guess you could call them, what should they be ordering?
They should be definitely ordering the crispy squid. We've spoken about it three times now because it is delicious, and it's the feature picture in my blog post on doandubai.com. That is excellent, very much like the Zuma squid. So definitely order that. Order the... they're called the gyozas, the chicken gyozas. They were very good. I think they have chicken and they have an interesting cheese variety that we didn't have. Those two were absolutely the very, very best things. And also they have a Robata grill going on, which is sort of their main thing, which is slow cooking over charcoal. I mean, a little bit expensive. We ordered, I think it was the sea bass, and that was, I think, 100 and something dirhams. And I thought for the thing that we got, it was a bit too small. I think they could have sort of added a little bit more to that, because again you have to order a side. So comparing that perhaps with Tortora, which is in a much more, I think, upmarket place, the sides of asparagus were only 35 at Tortora. Yeah. They're 55 at the Ramusake place. So little things like that. And the other thing that struck me now about Ramusake that I must tell you about, it struck me as like a mini Novikov. So probably, Mark, you won't remember, but when we chatted about Novikov on the show here, I said they had this very open fish market and vegetable market all on ice, and it was very, very upmarket.
Oh, I remember this one.
Remember that one?
Yeah,
okay,
I remember that.
Fabulous.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is the same, except it's a miniature version. So you can go up, and they've got these mounds of ice and a sort of counter with live seafood going on, very nice sort of octopus and different seafood and a bit of vegetable. So I thought, oh, maybe this is a poor man's Novikov, but it's not, because you have to have quite a lot of money to spend there. But if you order sensibly, I think it's it's very well worth the try. Some of the price points maybe it's a little bit too high for where I think it is and the type of restaurant that it is, but gorgeous atmosphere. Some of the dishes were very, very nice. I would go there again. And they've got an amazing terrace, which is sitting right in front of what will be, and I'm waiting to do our show from there, the Dubai Eye. So all the construction is going on at the moment, obviously a bit too hot, so the terrace isn't open. But when the cooler months arrive and you can sit outside and see that Dubai Eye and sit outside and eat the chicken gyozas and the crispy squid, I think then. They've also got a very interesting thing, very much fusion, a tuna pizza sort of thing. So it's a crispy tortilla shell with little bits of tuna on it going on with kind of what looks like green caviar. So very, very interesting restaurant, yeah. Ramu Sake in the Doubletree in Hilton.
Fantastic.
In the Walk.
And all that's on your on
all
your blog.
On the blog, on the blog post. It's called Do You Like Peruvian Food? Or what's it called, Zara? You've got the blog post up.
Dubai Loves Peruvian
Dubai
Food.
Dubai Loves Peruvian Food. Yes, let's see if they do.
See, I remembered that.
Well done, Mark.
Okay, thanks. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
That's Monica from Do in Dubai.